It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by SunSpace by Spectrum Remodeling. Enjoy your porch this summer with a new open porch conversion, sunroom, screen room, or deck by visiting spectrum4remodeling.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Chuck, they've been a great team partner for a few years now, and they specialize on making people's outdoor living better.
You know, I've heard all these ads on WJR for OPD, so we're going to have to explain to people what the heck that really means in the next hour.
Well, Chris Rigney, the owner of SunSpace by Spectrum, has the prescription for everyone's OPD out there. So take the next hour, sit back. We're going to teach you, show you how to relax more in your house, on your patio, on your three-season room, right?
I like that.
All right, stick around for more, another hour with SunSpace by Spectrum right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys special show sponsored by SunSpace by Spectrum Remodeling, where we with owner Chris Rigney. You got a chance to see him in Novi a few weeks ago, hopefully. Chris, talk about SunSpace by Spectrum Remodeling, your history in the business, and maybe how you came about to specialize like you do.
About 10 years ago, we were primarily, roofing and windows. And
I remember that.
And then we got introduced to the SunSpace line of products and became a dealer for that. And so it just took over. So as we still do some of that other stuff, the main thing that we do now is the sunrooms, porch enclosures, patio covers.
You're a specialist in that.
Yeah, we ended up being a specialist. We didn't even try, So,
silly as it sounds, that's how a lot of these companies come together. A lot of construction companies
happen.
Yeah, you
just fall into a niche.
Yep.
And, we like it. And, those need-based products are always kind of a good thing to do, but it's a different atmosphere when we're talking about a want, right?
Right.
Yeah. And,
right.
And now mix it with a need, because we know in Michigan, weather's turning, so bugs are coming.
I think it is a real need. So talk about the OPD issue, because that is legitimate, even though it's kind of campy. It's cool.
Yeah. So it's just something that kind of popped up to us, because we just, so many people are coming to us with a problem. We decided to tag it with a OPD, or open porch disorder, right?
They can't use them, right?
You can't use your porch, right? Beautiful porch built onto the back of the house, which is really popular nowadays, especially in new construction. A lot of these houses have these open covered porches, and it seems like a really good idea. And then you realize that there's nothing more useless in Michigan than an open porch.
Not only that, Chris, but people don't plan enough to put their the outdoor activity. They don't think of the elevation, which way it's facing, how much shade is back there, what they actually put on the patio. They may put a really dark color that makes it hotter. People really need to consider all those variables if they're going to get the maximum enjoyment out of their new
absolutely,
SunSpace.
Absolutely. And so with the SunSpace products, when we do the conversions of an open porch into a screened and three-season room, so, our WeatherMaster product gives somebody both that open screen porch and converts, into the three-season room when they need it, so that they can extend that time truly 9 months out of the year without a heating unit.
That's what I was thinking.
Right?
It's all of nine months versus maybe three or four, right?
And with screen, everybody likes screens, but the problem is the rain's still coming in, the wind is still an issue. So this product's going to allow to do both, and that's and the windows now, we have different tints and shades that we can apply to the
types.
To the window and types to allow. So if that's that person that ended up with that house that's facing south and they're just getting blasted all day, or if it's just west and you're getting just in the evening, we have the product that can help deflect that.
There's probably 60% of them that face west, and people don't realize that you have far greater and longer exposure with the afternoon and evening sun on the western side.
So that's the biggest culprit for complaint is, you know, we can't use it.
Right.
You know, after 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Too hot.
It's for the rest of the, until sundown.
If they don't get a individual heating or cooling unit, sometimes they can't spend as much time in there as they'd like to.
If they, you know, a heating unit will extend that. You will use a three season portion conversion. You'll be able to use that all year round.
Right.
Right. What's nice about the WeatherMaster system going from screens to window, they're neutral products. So when the sun hits that, it's not going to intensify the heat. And that's one of the issues with glass sunrooms, which we do too.
Any young boy that played with a magnifying glass
exactly,
as a child.
Right? It makes it worse. Really. So,
talk about the WeatherMaster system, please.
So the WeatherMaster system is a window system that is screen and window, but the windows are broken up into usually four sashes that will retract down and open up. So you can slide them all the way down to a knee wall height and have open screen. The screen is always there. And you can close them back when you need to. So it gives you both a three season room and a screen room all in one. You don't have to add a screen and then another type of window outside.
And it's not a hard sash that you have to take out and store somewhere.
You don't have
hope
to take
it doesn't
them
get
out.
Broken.
They're there all the time, easily maintained. You know, just slide them down, slide them up, just to battle whatever the elements are giving us on any particular day.
They're pretty snotty. It's something you want to show your neighbors when you get it.
You know,
I say that in the best of ways.
We're doing a job right now in Rochester Hills, and my guys called me yesterday and said, you know, the guy next door, he's literally parked his chair in the window and he's staring at us, you know. If he's listening, it's okay. They don't mind, but it was just an observation.
Was that the owner or the neighbor?
The neighbor, right? So, you know, what are they doing now? You know,
right?
So,
sure.
Because they had a deck and a pergola, and so we tore that off, and now they're getting a sunroom and a new deck because they want to be able to enjoy that. They just weren't able to enjoy it. They're facing west. The pergola looked nice, but didn't really do much.
Yep.
So now they'll be able to. They'll have two spaces. They can go out on our dock. They can be in the sunroom. So depending on what the weather's giving them, they can handle it.
And for people who are out there, they may just have a deck or a concrete patio in the backyard. As long as that is solid, can you build your units on top of those?
Yeah, sometimes most of, you know, with the patio covers, we can cover that space. With a full sunroom, we do get that a lot. People say, well, I have a concrete patio.
Right.
And you know you're in the industry. We need a footing in that situation. So,
sure.
But there's ways that we can still do that. So, okay. You know, if they want, we can still get it done.
Maybe do a perimeter footing and preserve the concrete patio.
Do a perimeter, we'll cut it up, save the patio, and, you know, try to not bust up their new patio. Because we get that a lot. I just poured this patio. It's like,
I mean, they don't want you putting it on without a foundation, that's for sure.
Yeah. And it will move,
right?
You know,
right.
If it doesn't have one.
Yep, just because it didn't move last winter, which was not very cold, we're going to have harder winters coming up in Michigan. So, hey, we want everyone to stick around. We want you to go out and take a look at your backyard. Do you have a patio? Do you have a deck? Could you put a new sunroom or three-season room on that patio or deck? We're going to talk more about that when we get back with Chris Rigney and Sunspace by Spectrum Remodeling right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Sunspace by Spectrum Remodeling. Enjoy your porch this summer with a new open porch conversion, sunroom, screen room, or deck by visiting spectrum4remodeling.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got owner Chris Rigney with us, the guy you're likely to end up talking to at some point when you call to discuss your three-season or four-season room. Chris, what's the process? If someone calls, what's the process? What kind of options are you going to put in front of them?
Well, when somebody calls, usually we, Steve will have in our office, in our showroom, he'll, you know, one of the first things we want to make sure that they know that we have a showroom and these rooms are on display and the railing and the decking. And
it's all. Worth coming over here.
Yeah, I mean, to see it, they're real life, real size.
Touch it.
You know, so you can operate them and see, you know, there's a gable room, there's a studio room. You can get a feel of what you're going to get. And then start that process. You know, they can come here, bring some pictures, give me an idea of what size, and we can pretty much go from there and figure stuff out. Or we'll, you know, come out first, you know, and so we're just trying to accommodate everybody and everybody's schedule. Right, so if
you want to come out and do a free consultation,
we're going to be out there at some point anyway. Mm-hmm. There's no getting around that. But you know, for people who are curious, hey, I just want to know, you know, we get that a lot. Well, I don't want to, you know, and we understand they know, and we appreciate that too. So we want to help out as much as possible. So if they can email us a picture, they can give me a size. If I see the back of the, if I see the house, if I see the area where it's going to go, and I know what size, I can see what my, what I'm up against, and you know, we've been doing this long enough that we can get them.
In different jurisdictions, may be a little tougher to work.
Yeah, some cities require a little different things. Some, you know, is it on the hills? I mean, there's just things that I.
But you work with all the cities and jurisdictions out there.
Yeah, we've got them all beat. You know, we know how to get around.
That's a good way.
In a good way.
So, with all the new color styles that are going on houses nowadays, the blues, the whites, the blacks, can you match any of that stuff?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that sets us apart, other than the WeatherMaster product, but even in our just traditional sunrooms, you know, we've got black, bronze, you know, gray, right, which is just unheard of in the industry. So, you know, normally it's, well, you can have one, but it's either white or tan.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I mean, we're sitting in one of your decks that has, is that a dark brown or a black post?
Yes.
With glass rails.
With our glass railing, yeah. So our topless glass railing, so you have an unobstructed view, you know, on your deck or patio. But in black, we can do it in gray, we can do it in bronze, you know. The glass, this particular one that you're seeing there is actually tinted. Mm-hmm. Most of the, you know, clear, tinted, whatever we want to do.
Is there a big charge difference between the glass and the banisters, just the banisters?
You know, yeah, I mean, it can be significant depending on, I mean, this
glass. I'm just wondering with the new technologies out there.
Yeah, the topless glass, you know, it's going to come at a little bit of a higher price than picket railing, right, or traditional railing.
Right, right.
But that's, you know, engineered and designed to, you know, this has no top rail, has no bottom rail.
It's going to withstand
glass,
the load,
you know,
pressure against
yeah.
it.
Right. So it's extremely durable. And then we do have the glass railing with a rail, you know, which is at a lower price point and a little bit closer.
Gotcha.
And what, you know, we recommend to, you know, a lot of customers is you're not doing the whole deck or patio in glass, right? We still want airflow.
Yeah.
We want things like that. So let's just do where the view is. Right, you know, if that's a 20-foot span or, you know, whatever that
and
is.
And save some money, too.
Yeah, let's put it right there. It'll save money. We don't, you know, so we don't want somebody looking at there going, wow, I got a lot of railing, and if that's glass. No, let's not do that. Where's the view? That's the only place.
So good design makes a difference.
Yeah, it helps. And that's what we're there to try to figure out how to you know, keep that in the budget and make her look spectacular.
In my sales days, this is one of the lines I use.
You're still in your sales days.
Yeah, I guess so, when I'm talking to you especially. However, one of the lines I used, and it really was true, is when you spend the money, it's going to hurt. But a year or two later, when you're looking at that and the money's behind you, you're going to say, boy, I'm glad I spent that money. And to me, that glass is one of those things that's worth the extra money. Just be unobstructive view, especially if you have a beautiful backyard.
It makes a difference, and the clients that we have that have it, and you know, whatever their view might be, it could be just, you know, their property, or it could be a lake, or it could be, you know, whatever, a pool. I mean, we've had, you know, I've had clients that wanted that because they've got the pool out there.
Sure.
They wanted an unobstructed view with the kids. They didn't want anything blocking
right
any
right
view from any angle, and so it does come in handy. And the secret, you know, because we are the manufacturer, SunSpace is the manufacturer,
Okay. Right. So you don't get it manufactured by some off company
no.
and then you install it.
And so it's, you know, you'd be surprised how affordable our railing is, even though it's nicer than most.
Very high end, right? Beautiful railing. All the choices we've seen.
The truth is, I couldn't offer one of those other products, you know, for a better price than what I can offer ours.
Hmm.
Because it's ours.
Right.
And you're basically factory direct at that point.
Kent kind of alluded to, and you talked a little bit about the need for proper footings, and we should discuss that a little more in the,
so
as we go through the hour. But how important, think back to Emil's partner,
yeah.
is the roof tie-in, Chris? Jeepers.
It's
visually and functionally.
It's the, you know, it's the lifeblood of that room, right? And that's what's going to either make that look like, what is that? Or, oh, does that look like it was really, like it was designed to be there?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly. Like it was original. The
difference
yeah.
between that's beautiful and, oh my gosh, it's leaking again.
Yeah. And so, and you know, I had a client in the showroom yesterday, and she, I knew where she was going before she got there, and I actually finished her sentence for her, right? She said, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I've been to some other places, and I've looked, and I just don't want... And she was stuttering, you know, I said, you don't want it to look like somebody parked a trailer on the back of your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some,
you know,
real ugly tie-ins and
you
some
know,
bad tie-ins.
It just
that
didn't
leak.
Look right. It didn't, you know, and I said, yeah. trust me, that's, we don't want that either.
Right.
You know, I want
right.
to put a sign in the yard.
Yeah.
And,
right.
you know, I'm, you know, so.
And you get a lot of referrals from past customers.
It's, that's a majority of our, you know, it's referral based, you know, somebody sees it, and in fact they were a referral too, so we want to make sure that that looks proper, and that the roof, but the roof's got to be tied in proper.
It does,
you know, and that for us it's a little bit easier because that harkens back to our roofing days, right? And we
right.
still do,
you've done that,
yeah, yeah, we still do roofs.
Customers
right?
need it done, you can help them out,
yeah. So it just and even on a lot of the projects when we're tying in, if that roof is 19 or 20 25 years old and we're going to tie a gable room into it, it just makes sense to do the whole thing, and we can take care of all that. So
one stop, you can
one
do it
thing.
All
yeah, just take care of it.
So we've decided we want the new sunroom, and we set a date and everything's all set. Once you come to our house, how long are we talking? How long? If I leave in the morning, by the time I get home, will I see that up?
if it takes you about 4 days to come home.
Okay. We'll, I can make that happen.
We'll have it
okay.
up.
Okay. Well,
so
good.
Here's
you know.
Traveling sale.
I like that. You're not going to throw it up. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's a foundation work. You know, that has to be proper. Inspections, things like that. Hole
right.
inspections.
And that has to be well designed
yeah.
and well done.
Yeah. Engineered out, you know. So everything for us is engineer. We have an engineer. We engineer. So when we're turning in drawings to the city, they don't have to worry. They're looking at a stamped engineer drawing that says this works.
I'm gonna throw a curveball your way. I know you get this question. How will this affect my property taxes?
It won't.
Okay.
Right. I mean, it's not a living space. Right, it's not tied to the house that way. We're not exposing the house's envelope. We're not removing a wall or a door and adding square footage.
So you're not conditioning.
Yeah, this is an outdoor space, and
a great question.
People say the cities have tried that, but
oh, I bet they have. Sure, if you're attached, it's now a living space,
yeah,
and no, that's
but it's
not,
not
true.
And right. you just have to go in there and explain it to them. You know?
And so, you're good at that, obviously.
Yeah,
you've
exactly.
done it quite a bit.
And so, you know, even when we're pulling permits on it, even if it's a full sunroom, I put screen room.
Right. You know? So how long, if once a customer gets this done, how long can they expect this to last?
Well, properly maintained, which is their maintenance free, by the way, it should last as
a lifetime.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
there's really nothing that can go wrong with them, and they're warrantied, you know, so all the parts and, you know, anything like that, the wheels on the windows or springs, anything like that.
Well, you say there's nothing that someone will go wrong with them, but there are places where people can buy this themselves and put it up themselves, and they do not know all the ins and outs of this kind of thing, because Chuck, you and I get a lot of emails about problems with people's back patio. We always refer them to you, and then we don't hear anything else about them, so you're taking good care of them.
We get to call, I get to call, you know, or an email sent to you know, can I buy it as a kit? Can I just, and I, you know, just politely, we don't do kits. Ours are, you know, we don't have custom size. Everything, I mean, everything is custom made for each individual project. We don't have any standards. We don't have anything on a shelf, anything like that. These are engineered designed specifically for each application. And I wouldn't drop all those pieces in somebody's driveway to save their life. You know,
right.
Man,
I right.
just, you know, and you don't, want to offend anybody. You know, I can do it. And I'm like, well.
Right. Well, let's take a break. And when we get back from break, let's talk about some of the decking products you offer. What is a watertight deck? I've never heard of a watertight deck, but you're going to talk about that when we get back. Stick around for more with Chris Rigney from Spectrum Remodeling right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Sunspace by Spectrum Remodeling. We've got owner Chris Rigney with us. And Chris, you guys do decks and railings. You want to talk about the products and procedures there?
Yeah, so the decks kind of fall in with, again, as the sunrooms. It just kind of came into, you know, there's somebody always wants a deck off the side of the sunroom and that. So, and with the railings and then Sunspace.
The combination space you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, you know, want to exit the sunroom onto my deck, you know, an outdoor area and indoor area, and they just kind of go hand in hand. And of course, Sunspace manufactures our own decking, aluminum decking, which is watertight. Which means
explain that. How is it watertight?
The heck is
yeah.
It?
So
it, really,
so the decking interlocks. So
kind of tongue and groove-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But it interlocks and creates a channel that water just there's just no escape for the water to get through, except off the end of the deck.
Why would you want that?
Well, if you have a two-story application, it's really amazing because now I'm going to give you two spaces. I'm going to give you a deck and also a dry space underneath that can be used, closed in, you know, whatever you might want to do.
And you keep the water away from that
walkout. The water's raining away from the house and out into the yard. And so now you can have those two spaces and do that. If it's on the ground, what's nice about that is it's going to protect that framing. Framing underneath the deck, none of the water's not getting to that area close
to
the house.
You can store more stuff down there.
You can store stuff underneath there and go that way.
Right.
So.
Right. Very a lot of different options. So when we talk about the decks and the railings, Chuck, we've had so many emails over the years, people emailing us.
I know where you're heading.
I know about code railings, about loose railings, because we talk about on decks, one of the things that fails the most.
A lot of service.
So important for the homeowner. And if the homeowner doesn't talk to you, Chris, talk to someone that has. I mean, you have an expertise in backyard living spaces. You're not going to remodel a kitchen. You're not going to put an addition on their house. This is what you do and all you do. You are the expert.
Yeah, we try to stay in our lane, right? And so I think, you know, so many people get outside of that. We're not kitchen guys and we're not that, but we are outdoor space guys. That's what we do.
And right.
You know, as far as window replacements and porch enclosure, I mean, we can really do anything to any type of porch or enclosure space, you know, to make sure that it's designed and made so that they can use that product.
What are the railing options with look and material?
Well, all of our railing is aluminum, structural aluminum.
So, not all of it.
Except for the glass. But the post is aluminum, right? So, because we don't want any, and it's all structural. So, what an interesting thing is that the posts that you see holding up these patio covers and, you know, with those weight and the snow load and all that, that post is the same post that's being used in the railing.
Wow.
So it doesn't wobble.
Yeah,
doesn't wobble. You're not afraid if you lean against it, it's going to fall over.
Anchored down, you know, so put in properly. It's all top mounted, so we don't have to notch decking around.
Does hardware make a difference?
Yeah. There's no hardware as far as
what you'll see.
You won't see anything in these, right? And that's one of the things with Sunspace is try, you know, you don't see any clips and brackets. And
no.
So all you see is an unobstructed view, nice and clean. Right, so we don't want, and so every time you add a bracket or a clip or a thing like
bolt
that,
head or
that's the weakest point of that product. And so we designed that into the post system, so it's the post doing the work. That's a structural post, and we don't have to worry about clips breaking and screws popping out and things like that.
I'm looking at all the great pictures you have around.
I know they're
your
awesome,
place
aren't
here.
They?
But flooring in these.
Yeah.
What are the options in flooring? If you're able to build right on top of a deck, they don't need it. But yeah. Let's say you're doing it on a brand new one with a new foundation. You can give them just about anything, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, you can do, you got to be careful because of the temperature changes and things like that. So we're not going to put wood flooring in there and things like that. Back, you know, years and years ago.
Real quick, wood flooring inside a three season.
Inside
room,
of which, a three
which
season.
People think about it.
Four season
right,
room.
Right, makes
right?
sense.
Because even if it does have a heating system, and you're using it, you're kind of using it all year round. You're right. Not constantly conditioning the space.
Good
you're just
point.
Turning that on and heating and cooling that space
Good
when
point.
You're using it. If you go away, you know, you're not letting that run. Wood floors.
Won't Can you work. Insulate that floor?
Well, we do. So our floor, our rooms will be put on an insulated floor that's
Love
either
it.
6 or 8 inches thick.
Let me just say, for old guys like myself, my, you know, if I go onto a floor that's cold to begin with, I'm not going to stay there very long.
There's an old adage, if your feet are cold, your body's cold.
Absolutely.
When we do the sunrooms, and we do, you know, if someone's on the ground and they don't have, you know, the space to elevate the floor,
right,
that'll be on a concrete foundation and slab. But then nowadays we have, you know, the laminate floors are really what, you know, the luxury vinyl floors is what we're recommending to go in there.
It's a great product for that.
Yeah, for that, it's you know, we don't have to worry about the temperature changes. We don't have to worry about water.
A little bit of an R value there.
Yeah, and then, with, you know, and there's different ones, so with beautiful. Different backers on it, depending on what we're going on.
Okay.
Just like you would for a basement, if you were, you know, same type of thing.
Hmm. Again, let's talk about the window options Chuck mentioned earlier, but I want to talk about the one window, and you mentioned it, but we didn't tell people, what does that window do? The actual, is, what's it made out of? Is it a plastic? Is it,
yeah, so.
Does it fade, the, crack?
No.
I mean, really, you no. look at
I'm
it.
Laughing, yeah, because I know what it is,
that's
right?
what you think if you're an old guy like me.
Yeah. So the Weathermaster window is the glazing, is a vinyl flex product.
A vinyl flex window
yes.
that's see-through.
Yes.
I want people to think about
Mr.
that.
Mr. Macho
yeah.
tried to put his fist through it, I remember, a couple of years ago, and even you couldn't do
it
that.
It hurt.
It hurt.
It bounced back.
Yeah,
that's
it's, true. Yeah, it's unbreakable. I mean, you can't hurt it. And yeah, so you see, you saw us at the show. We're punching on them. We're kicking on them. We're trying to.
It
trying
looks
to,
like something out of a Marvel
I mean,
movie.
Yeah. A natural glass window is going to conduct more cold, you know, than anything else.
And heat.
Right.
Gain in the summer.
Yes. Right. Not that window.
No. So that window stays neutral. It'll stay pliable to minus 35 degrees, right? So glass just won't perform that way. And it allows the weight of that product allows us to manufacture those windows where they will slide up and down and stack behind each other and,
that is so cool.
and get out of your way.
Right.
With glass, the weight would require, you know, sash cords and, you know, all kinds of different, you know, just like a double hung window or something. You'd have a lot of mechanisms in there
yeah.
To carry that load.
Right.
And
right.
that makes the windows bigger and bulkier. And
you can do that.
We can put glass in. Yeah. Patio doors, you know, I mean, we're a Pella PCC contractor. We can do that as well. We can sliding glass doors, bifold doors. We have a product for every porch. Every house.
The bifold doors are what you're seeing in movies now where you literally just kind of open that glass
yeah,
bifold.
Yeah, the whole wall will slide, and we can even incorporate that with, we can do insulated glass, we can do single pane glass, we can do the Weathermaster windows in there. So
wow.
Which is really neat with that. So you can have a 30-foot wall with the windows in it that just the whole wall will slide
that
to
is
one
cool.
side and open up.
Beautiful.
Yeah, to use Chuck's language, that's snotty. Snotty's a good thing for Chuck.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we have something for everybody. Something for everybody.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we get back from break, we need to talk about warranties And we need to talk about financing options. You have some great financing options. Stick around with more from the Inside Outside Guys and Chris Rigney, owner and operator of SunSpace by Spectrum Remodeling, right here on AM 760 WJR.
Hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by SunSpace by Spectrum Remodeling. Enjoy your porch this summer with a new open porch conversion, sunroom, screen room, or deck by visiting spectrum4remodeling.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got Chris Rigney. If he says it, you can take it to the bank. Chris, Ken mentioned before we went to break, warranty. What do you guys do with regard to warranty? You got all these windows, you got a foundation, you got a roof tie-in.
Yeah, so everything is warranted. So SunSpace manufacturer's warranty is 35 years.
Wow.
Right?
Who do people call?
Us, always, right?
I mean, but that's backed up by the national company
as
well.
You know, it's a core, that's our, but we're the dealer, right? So it's like buying a car. You don't take it to downtown to Renaissance Center. You take
hopefully.
It to the dealer, right?
So they didn't take care of me,
yeah,
I would.
Exactly.
If you sold it, you will also back it up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're, we take care of all that. And if there's parts that need to be ordered, we'll order them. We'll do the service on there. I'll be honest with you guys, we don't do a lot of service. So, and that's the point.
That's a good thing.
There's no money in service work.
Right.
So we want to make sure it's right the first time. And if something does pop up, we want to make sure we get out there and get it taken care of.
That's why we love you. Because you do it right the first time because you don't want to have to go back and fix it.
Yeah, and it's annoying to people, too. They don't want, new product.
Right,
So we want to make sure it's right. And we've been doing it long enough that we don't have to worry about it. But the product itself is what's standing. The quality of the product makes it easy to not have to do service.
Now, we say product, but we're talking products, whether it's the actual room, the three-season room, your steel decking, your Trex decking, all of that has a warranty.
Everything, one of the things that when I was, our collation, of products that we offer to consumers, whether it be Pella, whether it be Owens Corning, so we are.
Pella's a great window.
Yeah, I mean, we're PCC certified contractors from Pella, so that we can offer those warranties and have their support behind us for that. Mm-hmm. Owens Corning preferred roofing certified preferred roofing contractors and have been for years. Those are the products that we're bringing, to the Trex. Right, bringing that to the consumer because we want their support. We want products that we know will last and
that you trust.
Then we trust,
right? That you trust. And I want to hit on something because we get this question a lot, Chuck, about being licensed. Only one in this organization that's required to be licensed is you and the company.
Yes.
Okay. What is so important after that for homeowners are certifications that the people that are underneath you, for lack of a better word, have the options to install the material that you're installing.
Yeah, and it's one really neat thing, like with SunSpace, and SunSpace literally will not let us sell a product unless we've gone through
training.
I sent our guys through the training.
Good.
Right? So
absolutely.
It's like, with our bifold doors and things like that, they're like, I don't care how much product you sell, you're not selling this until somebody comes and learns how to put it in. Right?
And those are in-house certifications, which are wonderful. I mean, you can get places
like...
What
do you mean by in-house, Ken?
Well, all right, let's talk the concrete industry.
For the listener.
Yeah, for the listener, the concrete industry. You can go to the American Concrete Institute in Lansing and get certified to lay concrete from them. But not everyone has that. So people like Brickworks Property Restoration, they started their own certification for the employees, just like SunSpace by Spectrum did. So now they're certified through you, which tells you that they are capable of installing your product and you're comfortable putting the same warranty behind it.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, because nothing's going to perform correctly if it's not installed properly, right?
You're right.
So the best window, the best product, if it's not done
right,
it's not going to perform.
Good planning, good design.
Make sure, that we avoid all the hurdles and avoid things that, There's no shortcuts.
Are most people financing projects like this today?
You know, it's about 50-50, right? I would expect it to be a little bit more.
Me too.
Well, yeah. At 0%,
let's talk about your zero. I mean, that's phenomenal. No, that's 0%. Free money.
We have 2.9. We have a lot of like what we like to call right now is inflation busters.
That's a 2.9% is an inflation
2.9,
buster.
4.99, 0%. We have different programs.
Ken and I are thinking of borrowing money from you before we leave today.
You know, number one rule is use other people's money, right? So
as long as you're okay with that,
yeah. Little payment, you know, we can put a project together and make an affordable payment, so people can hold on to their cash
and improve the value of their home.
Oh, absolutely, it's an investment,
right?
You know, with the sunrooms, you know, you guys are familiar with Remodelers Magazine, and every year they put an industry wide, you know. Project
cost of value,
yep. You know, and SunSpace, I mean, sunrooms have just climbed, right? I mean, the only thing with a higher return on investment right now is a bathroom or a kitchen.
Very few houses have rooms you can walk in that have glass on 2 and 3 walls.
Yeah.
And psychologically, that is such a great place to be.
You are so right, especially in the middle of January in Michigan.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you can walk into your rooms in the middle of January in Michigan.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's huge. You're like me. I'm an outside guy. I need to be out. It's amazing. My grandson, who's now 15 years old, all he wants to do is go outside.
To get away from you.
Well, you're such a jerk. He loves his papa. No, I mean, outside,
right, though,
as
yeah.
a kid, and as psychology. A, I would rather be outside all day long than be inside.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. I mean, these sunrooms that we're building are for so many different applications or reasons, right? I mean, we've built, and I'm not making this up, I mean, we've built sunrooms for cats. I've got a couple cats.
For cats?
Yeah.
For cats can lounge outside.
I want, this is for my cats.
Wow.
We'll build it. We don't care,
them.
Right?
Yeah, they love their cats.
Hey, we like to dance. We've built the sunrooms, you know, so they have an area where they can.
Well, I like that.
Dance.
Chuck, in a house, the kitchen is a gathering place.
Yeah.
You put one of these in your house. This is the new.
It becomes the hangout space, right? And we've put fireplaces in them. We've put TVs in them. We've done. I mean, there's just so many options of stuff that you can do in that room.
Okay. Some people don't have the time to go to Florida every year.
Yeah.
The next best thing is sitting in your Three C's room in your backyard while the fireplace is on watching the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I can deal with that.
Exactly.
Sounds pretty cool.
You know, and if it gets really bad, you know, we can always, you know, like these big posters that you see on the wall, we can always get one with a nice scene on it. We'll just stick it in front of the window in the middle of January.
There you go. So just to reiterate, I want people to know you do offer 0% financing.
Yes.
You can get most people finances. That's fair to say. No problem with it.
Yep.
So I call you today. Run me through the whole process.
Once we do the measuring, the designing, you know, putting that dream package together.
Because it really is a dream.
It's a dream. Yeah. And so... one of the things that I say is let's make them as big as budgets will allow. We've never had a client say, I wish I'd made it smaller.
Oh, amen.
You know, yeah. So let's go there because we can always back up. So let's you know, throw the wish list at me. I'll put everything together and then we can back up, take away, add, whatever we need to do.
So once you send that order into SunSpace, will they custom make that room for that homeowner?
Yeah, so the design that I come up with is exactly what they're going to make. You know, so if it's 12'3", if it's 20'1.5", I mean, that's we're going to, you know, that's the space. We're going to utilize that space and make that room for that particular application.
How many times have we seen people put these in where they just don't belong? You know,
well,
and you
a
can
lot
tell.
Of times with these sunrooms, you know, typical in the industry, windows were 3'4", 5', and you had to somehow make that work. It was a canned thing, and that's why they ended up looking a little.
There was a lot of that back in the 50s and 40s,
I mean, it was
right?
Fine back then. But
sure.
Technology and everything's evolved, and that's why our windows look, everything's bigger because the windows are being custom made to fill the space. So it's more window space, it's more glass space.
And structurally, less better components.
Less things that are, well, block your view.
Yeah.
I mean, that's by line. Same reason you have the glass railings. We want to be able to see.
Yeah. Just want to be open. We want to feel like we're outside, not in another room that has some windows on it.
So, for everyone listening, the Chris you're hearing right now is the Chris that will come to your house, take a look at your job, give you a price, treat you honestly, ethically. You've taken care of so many of our listeners over the years, Chris. We want to thank you for that.
No, we want to thank you guys. I mean, you've been a big part of our success has been, you know, teaming up with you guys years ago. And so,
we love it.
We need to thank you guys.
You do a great job for our listeners. That's what matters to Ken and I.
We're trying.
But we are really serious. We really want people to hear this. If you or someone in your family thinks you suffer from OPD, open porch disorder, you need to get to the therapist, Chris Rigney, yesterday to help out your entire family. You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guy with special guests Chris Rigney and Sunspace by Spectrum right here on AM 760 WJR.